The state government would buy the Legislative Information Office in downtown Anchorage for $32.5 million under a recommendation made last night by the Legislative Council. But it's not a done deal. The council's final offer is more than $1 million less than what the building owners have said they'd accept. Council Chairman Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens says the offer is similar to the cost to move the office to the state-owned Atwood building.
The council said $32.5 is the fair price, and we won't go any higher than that. So it's really now in the owner's hands, and he has to make that decision. Either he accepts that price or he doesn't. That's where we are.
The council voted 13-1 for the recommendation. It's the midpoint of two estimates that a consulting group prepared for the state. Big Lake Republican Representative Mark Newman was the only no vote.
Every time we have those requests, we try to solve the problem. And so far, we think we have every time. So if we can help achieve savings, we're willing to do it.
That was LIO co-owner Mark Pfeiffer. He says the building cost nearly $37 million, but he adds the owners would accept $3 million less. Before the council met privately for 2 hours, Pfeiffer said the owners have accommodated the state. The owners recently turned down an offer similar to the council's final recommendation, but ownership representative Amy Slinker says they're glad the council came to a decision. A Superior Court judge recently ruled the state lease for the building is illegal because the state didn't open it up to competitive bidding.